When Columbus reached the New World at the end of the 15th century, the Eskimo curlew was among the most common shorebirds. It was thought that Columbus knew he was nearing land in the western Atlantic when he spied these small curlews heading south. They were extreme long-distance migrants, breeding on the tundra of northern Alaska and Canada and wintering on the pampas of southern South America. During the late 1800s, large flocks of these shorebirds, fattened up for their long journeys, proved to be prized prey for hunters, and they were shot by the millions. Their fall migration took them along the heavily settled Atlantic seaboard and through the Caribbean. Their spring migration took them through the newly settled Midwest, where market hunters were wiping out huge herds of buffalo and enormous flocks of passenger pigeons. By the mid-20th century, they were all but wiped out. The last verified occurrences were a bird photographed in Galveston, Texas in 1962, and a bird shot in Barbados in 1963. There have been a few unverified reports since, but it now seems the bird is almost surely extinct. The Eskimo curlew's plight illustrates the need to protect all portions of a species' life cycle. Although the breeding and wintering habitats, where the bird spends the majority of its time, were little affected by human activities, almost all the hunting occurred at migration stops, which led to the bird's extinction. My name is Andy Cratter, and I'm the Collections Manager of Ornithology at the Florida Museum of Natural History.